Hey guys, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all our items on our website at www.harboldcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboldcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. So the item that we have in stock today is actually similar to some items that we've had before. But I really, really like this one. This is a Sonic toothbrush, and I have been selling these Sonic toothbrushes now for many, many years, and everybody that gets one that has never had a Sonic toothbrush before always tells me how great it is. And I've told everybody, I've been using one of these since the mid-90s, if you can believe it, when you had to buy them at the dentist's office. They were very, very expensive, but I will never, ever, ever use a manual toothbrush ever again. So I've been using one since the 90s, and I have never stopped. Now, of course, I've had different toothbrushes over the years with different features, but I've always used a Sonic toothbrush since the mid-90s. The dentist will tell you that they help your teeth a lot, that they do a lot better job than a manual toothbrush. I sold one recently to a lady, and she went into the dentist's office about a week or so after she got this, and dentist could already tell that she had been using a Sonic toothbrush because her teeth were that much better. So I am a firm believer in this. Anybody that uses one of these will tell you that they're a believer in it as well. And it also, if you're not great at a flossing, like if you're not a great flosser, I will admit I am not a great flosser. I won't do it a lot. These will actually help with that as well. Now, I'm not saying to use these to offset flossing, but I will say that if you're not a good, a good structured or good, disciplined flosser, this will help you, and it's better than not flossing at all. So just know that this will help a lot with that, and your teeth will never feel cleaner than when you use one of these. So your teeth will feel so, so clean after you use a Sonic toothbrush that you will be amazed. So this one is actually really cool. This is one that I personally use. I actually, whenever I travel, go somewhere, go on a trip or whatever, this is the one that I use. And the reason why is because this can get up to 4 weeks of battery in one charge. So literally, if you're going out of town on a trip, as long as you're not gone for more than 4 weeks, you don't have to pack your charger, which is amazing. So up to 4 weeks, there is no other Sonic toothbrush that I've ever found that does that much. I mean, I've had them all. I've had the Sonicare brand, I've had everything, but this particular one that we're selling today, this one has gone has the best battery of any of them. And so that's why I like to take it with me when I go places. Now, this has got an ergonomic, really, really comfortable handle. The handle is slim. It's easy to hold on to, even if you don't have very large hands. This is a nice size handle to hold on to. It's very comfortable. It is made, it does have kind of that coating, that kind of rubberish feeling coating, so it's not just completely slick, but it's got a little bit of a texture to it, or not necessarily texture, but like that rubbery coating, like I said. Now, it is waterproof, of course. I always wash mine under the water after I'm done with it, just to, you know, rinse off the toothpaste, things like that. So that's what they're meant to do. You're not going to electrocute yourself or anything like that, because these are not directly plugged into an electrical outlet. These are cordless. They charge wirelessly on their charging base. Now, this one is going to give you multiple cleaning modes. So there's two buttons on the handle. The button on top, you can hear, that's the on and off button. The other thing I like about this particular one is it has a separate on and off button, and then it has a button to choose the different modes of cleaning. So several that I have used before, a lot more expensive than this, they have one button that does everything, and you have to cycle through all the cleaning modes, and that's also the power button and stuff like that. This one has two separate buttons. So it's one button for on, one button for off. So it's got one button to turn it on and off, and it remembers the cleaning mode that you had it on last time. Now, the button, that's the button on the top toward the end of the toothbrush, is the on and off button. The one below that cycles through the modes. So if you press the button to turn it on, now press the button at the bottom of below that button, then it cycles. There's massage mode for your gum massage. There's a whitening mode. There's a regular clean mode. There's a like a low clean mode. So yeah, so you've got four different ones. You got regular clean, low clean, whitening, and then massage. And so, like I said, which whatever you turn it off on, that's what it's going to go back on to. So you don't have to keep cycling it back. You find a cleaning mode that you like and just leave it on that. You can hear it when I turn it on. It goes right to that cleaning mode that we left off on. Now, this the whitening mode, basically, you don't want to use that all the time. So there's clean mode. There's low clean, so you keep pressing that button at the bottom and it cycles. That one right there, it's like a higher pitched whine. It's really, really fast. That is the whitening mode. And they say that you don't want to use that all the time, but just every once in a while, because it's just a very intense cleaning on your teeth. And then that little vibration, like it's like a stutter vibration, that's the massage mode, like massaging your gums. So I normally just use it on the regular clean mode. You might want to start out with the low clean until your teeth get used to it, because I will tell you, if you've never used one of these and you go to use it for the first time, it will tickle your teeth. And I know that sounds really silly, but it is the truth. It will tickle your teeth that you'll feel like laughing. And it will do that until your teeth get used to it. It takes about a week or two and they'll get used to it, and then you won't ever have that sensation again. It's not a painful sensation. It actually will make you want to laugh and giggle. So it does tickle your teeth just a little bit. So you want to start out probably like that lower setting right there, just until you get used to it, and then you can go to the higher setting and so forth. Now, this does give you up to 40,000 vibrations per minute, which is pretty much toward the high end of sonic toothbrushes out there. I think I've seen one that goes 50,000, but that's it. 40,000, 50,000 are usually the highest. I've seen a lot lower ones that are, you know, the less expensive ones go for, you know, 20,000, 30,000. 40,000 is toward the high end, so that's going to give you a very, very good clean. Of course, a little bit better, more vibrations. It's going to give you a little more, you know, a little better clean maybe. But 40,000 is plenty, and it will do the job big time. Now, not only will this give you 4 weeks of battery with one charge, but it will give you a timer. So they recommend you doing two-minute brushing with this. So after 30 seconds, this will give you a small vibration to let you know to change quadrants. So if you can picture your mouth, top teeth broken up into two quadrants, bottom teeth broken up into two quadrants, so four in total. So maybe the bottom would be the front is one quadrant, the back of the teeth is another, same with the top. So what they'll do is every 30 seconds, and I'm going to turn this on. So every 30 seconds, it will give you a little stutter vibration to let you know to change quadrants. And then after 2 minutes, it will actually automatically shut off. So I'm going to let you guys hear it at 30. So let's go for 30. There it is. So did you hear that? It just stopped. You don't realize how long 30 seconds is until you're just sitting there waiting for it to happen. But it gives you that little stop. It stops vibration, stops the unit, and then comes back on to kind of let you know it's time to change to the next quadrant. And after four quadrants or 2 minutes, then the toothbrush will automatically shut off, and then you can turn it on to clean again. Now, sometimes I will go just a little over 2 minutes. I might be kind of finishing up a quadrant write it 2 minutes and it goes off. So I'll press the button, turn it back on for just a little bit longer, and then I'll go ahead and turn it off again. But they do say that they just recommend about 2 minutes per clean for your teeth. So when I say it's 4 weeks of battery, that's two times a day. Now, if you brush your teeth more than two times a day, it might not go total 4 weeks. If you brush your teeth only once a day, well, start brushing them twice, and it will maybe go longer than 4 weeks. So I would say if you only brush once a day, try to start brushing twice. It's really better for you. But if you are bound and determined to only brush once a day or don't brush the full 2 minutes, then it will actually last longer than 4 weeks. All right, so let's go over what is included in this set. Now, each of these that I sell on the store, the different ones that I've sold over the years, they all have, you know, their own little things inside them to make them different as far as the accessories they offer and the ones you get with them and so forth. So this particular one is pretty cool because not only does it give you the really nice, you know, 40,000 stroke handle and all that, but you do get a really nice hard shell carry case. So there's, and I carried this recently when I went on a trip. It was really nice to have because not only will it carry the toothbrush handle, but it will also carry two of the toothbrush heads in the carry case. So as long as you're not going somewhere crazy, like for a year, each toothbrush head will last about 4 months. So you're talking about 8 months of toothbrush heads that you can carry in the case and the handle. And it's a really nice hard shell case, so it's not going to accidentally get turned on in flight when when your stuff is on the plane. You're not going to accidentally bump it or put any clothes down on it to actually turn it on if it's in your suitcase, anything like that. So it's a hard shell case. They stay put where they are. There's a separate compartment for the handle, and then there are two separate compartments for the toothbrush heads. And the way the case closes on top of them, they can't move out of their spots once the lid is closed. So it holds them in. They can't move around. They can't shake around and get damaged, and they can't accidentally turn on the handle. And it snaps shut, and the way the case opens, it's in the front, there is a little latch, and that latch is split in half. There's a left side and a right side. So if you take your finger, your forefinger, a ring finger, not ring finger, but your index finger, and put it on the right part, and then take your thumb and put it on the top of the left part, put your index finger on the bottom of the right part, and your thumb on the top part, on the top of the left part, and then just push your fingers against each other and it pops right up. So just, you push opposite force of your fingers and it pops right up. So it's not spring loaded or anything like that. There's just a left side, there's a split in the middle, and then there's a right side. So put your thumb on the top of the left side, your index finger on the bottom part of the right side, and then just do that, push against your fingers, or, you know, push your fingers the opposite way, and boom, it pops right up and pops open. Okay, so you get the really cool carry case, which is nice because several that I've sold before didn't have that, so that's a nice feature. You also get a tongue scraper, so they do say it's good. Take this, scrape your tongue after cleaning, and your tongue does get dirty, amazingly enough. So, you know, you can use this and just scrape it a little bit. It's just got like a little spatula end on it, and you just kind of, you know, scrape it against your tongue and so forth. So you get the tongue scraper. You also get, of course, the wireless charging base, which is important because that is what charges the toothbrush handle. And that's also pretty small, so if you do want to throw this in your bag and take it with you when you go somewhere, you can. No big deal. It's just a regular two-prong outlet. It's not USB. It's just a two-prong plug-in outlet and so forth. So you get that. And then you get 8 brush heads. Now, they do make a big deal saying that these are DuPont brush heads. And you guys know about DuPont. It's a big company. They make all kinds of stuff. But you do get 8 of those, which, so 8 total is going to give you 2.5 years of brush heads. So each brush head is 4 months and then throw it away after 4 months, put on a new one, and you're going to get 2.5 years of those with 8 of them. Now, one thing that I love about this particular toothbrush, and it has been a little bit different. Some of the ones I've sold in the past are proprietary as far as their toothbrush heads, and you do have to buy from that company, whatever. This one actually takes the same toothbrush heads that a Sonicare takes. So you can find Sonicare toothbrush heads anywhere. You can go to the local Walgreens, CVS, you can get on Amazon. You can easily find Sonicare toothbrush heads. So as long as you can find Sonicare toothbrush heads, you can get toothbrush heads for this toothbrush. So you don't have to use the ones specifically from the company. You can get the Sonicare replacement heads. They snap right on. The toothbrush heads, the top of the handle has a post sticking out. The post is kind of rectangular shaped. When you go to put the toothbrush head on, it only goes on one way. So you cannot get this on the wrong way. The toothbrush head goes on where the brush itself is facing up the same direction as the buttons on the top of the handle. So as long as the toothbrush head is facing up away from up to the top of the toothbrush, just like the toothbrush or top of the handle, just like the buttons are, basically the same side of the handle that the buttons are, that's where the actual bristles of the brush should be facing. And it just slides right on, and it's a post, so you just push down on the post. Let me get this back. Okay, just push straight down on the post like so, and just push really hard until the toothbrush head is basically flush. The base of the toothbrush head is flush with the handle, and you'll be able to feel that there is no space between the toothbrush head or the handle. You can barely even get, I can't even get my fingernail in there. So that means it's on correct. Now if I press the button, now that's going with the toothbrush on it, the little toothbrush head that's on it right there. To take it off, just simply pull it just like that. Just pull it off. It's gonna be, it takes a little muscle because it does get on there and stick on there very tightly. Just push it on very tight until it can't go down any further, and then just pull it off. And it, like I said, it will take a little bit of muscle, but it does come off. And that's how you put the brush heads on and off of the handle. So I think it's really cool. You can get brush heads for this pretty much anywhere. After your 2.5 years are up, no problem finding brush heads for this at all. All right, what else? So I think that pretty much covers it. You get the tongue scraper, you get the hard shell case, the toothbrush handle, 8 DuPont brush heads, and then the charging base. Now, the charging base has a post sticking up from it, and simply, it's very easy. The bottom, very bottom of the toothbrush handle just sits right on top of that post, and that's how it charges. And both are waterproof, so it doesn't hurt if you get any water on there. And then just take the toothbrush off when you want to use it, and then just set it back down, and it sits straight up and down, so it'll be sitting straight up and down off your counter. And it doesn't hurt to put it on it when you're done. You don't need to run the battery down or train it or anything like that. It's got a lithium-ion battery. So after I'm done, every time with my toothbrush charging, I put it on that post, and I just let it charge until I use it next time. So it doesn't hurt anything with that. So, all right, guys, so these are brand new in the box, and we actually have a choice of colors this time. So you get a choice of rose gold, which, ladies, that's for you. That's kind of a pinkish gold color. You get a choice of white, black, or charcoal gray. So be sure to make your choice from the drop-down box before you add it to cart. Rose gold, white, black, or charcoal gray. And other than that, guys, that's all I got for you on this awesome Sonic toothbrush. I promise you, you will absolutely love it. If you've never used one of these, you will never go back to a manual toothbrush ever again. So guys, as always, you can, if you have any questions about it, you can email us at sales at HarboltCompany.com, and our website is www.harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. We appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.